All right, now it's time for Talking Books, made possible by Epilogue Books on Franklin Street. Hey, relax and unwind in the heart of Chapel Hill with a delicious coffee, a captivating book, indulgent chocolate, or a glass of wine or craft beer with friends. Epilogue is a place where people can gather to cultivate new ideas, learn old ones, or just escape into the welcoming atmosphere that books and chocolate and coffee all provide. Joined in the studio this morning, as always, by the one, the only, Susan Brown of the Chapel Hill Public Library to talk books. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am excellent. How are you?
I am doing good. I am just real happy that it's sunny out, right?
Yeah, it's
the
sunny.
Week started so cold and wet and rainy and miserable, and now it's beautiful and it's great.
Yeah, it was like actually cold yesterday.
Yeah, right?
It was cold.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really know. I mean, I've heard that it was cold because I'm pretty much staying indoors all the time because of whatever is happening right now with this pollen.
With the pollen, yeah.
I've never had allergies. This year I've got them. So many people I know are struggling this year right now with whatever is happening.
Yeah, I was talking with Ava Pukach in the studio yesterday. Like, she's dealing with it. My cat's got them bad this year. I've been lucky. I don't know. Like, I've had them worse before and not so much this year. So I'm okay, but you're right.
Well,
a lot of people.
Great for you, Aaron. Goody, goody, because I'm dying over here.
I know what
here.
Y'all are whining about. I mean, God, everything's fine for me personally.
Right?
Yeah.
But I will say, I personally am looking forward to something you were just talking about is the Hip Hop South Festival.
Yes.
I've got tickets
cool.
with my kids for both nights. We're super excited on the arts and culture side of things. We are part of the coalition that is bringing Artie Barksdale's mural downtown.
Nice.
So he's actually working on it this week. I'm going to swing by after this show and check on it. But he's doing a mural that's like a leave behind for the festival.
Okay.
With all of these symbols of like Southern hip hop, and it's going up on the side of Imbibe and Zog's, which is close to the Hideaway, or the former spot of the Hideaway Club, which was a major stop on the sort of Southern hip-hop circuit. So personally, I'm looking forward to it. And on the professional side, with my arts job, this mural is really going to add to the mix of new, diverse murals downtown.
Yeah. I was looking at the lineup for the festival, and obviously Big Boy's the headliner coming in. Like, that's going to be awesome. Rhapsody is great. I've not seen her perform, but Sherlette Ammons, I've seen her perform, and she is amazing.
Sherlette is amazing.
Oh,
I've been telling
so
my kids, like,
yes.
They of course know, like, Big Boy and all these names, but
right.
I was like, but guys, wait till you see Sherlette Ammons. So I'm pumped for it. Yeah.
Yeah. What else is going on at the library?
You know, we're just doing all the things.
Doing the things, yeah.
We're still waiting on word for the controlled burn. The weather has to be right for that. We are gearing up for summer reading planning. We're working on some other big public programs to bring back. And then, of course, we're doing all of the things like working on new calendar software for our website so that we can put programs in.
Right.
And we're working on like new meeting room reservation software. So there's
stuff
some,
that nobody will notice, but is going to like make the world a lot better.
It
for,
is actually
yeah.
key to us reopening our meeting rooms
yep,
because we
yep.
don't have the software for people to book them because we didn't use it for 2 years, so it died.
So what is ideal weather for the controlled burn? Because gestures wildly to the nice weather outside today. Like, what do you have to have?
I am many things. I'm a librarian. I'm an arts professional. I have a radio show. I dabble in radio.
And therefore, you know all about controlled burn and fire technology.
I do not dabble in forestry and fire. So I'm not even going to attempt to answer that one. But it has to do with wind and rain and
stuff.
Things,
stuff and things.
Weather.
Wind is probably key, right?
Because
it was
one.
It was
yes.
nice yesterday, but it was windy, and you don't want it to be
correct.
Windy. Yeah,
yep.
that's true.
Yep.
All right, speaking
so
with
stay tuned.
All right, speaking with Susan Brown talking books. Let's talk books. Today is April 20th, 420, obviously, but a lot of other historical stuff happened this day. So let's do this day in history. What do we got?
Yeah, both.
I've
of
got a 420 thing.
Yeah,
so
I do,
I've got
like,
that covered.
You've got like the fun 420 thing. Both of mine are pretty sort of serious things that happened. Well, anyways, we will get there. So my first one is on April 20th, 1999 is when Columbine happened. Mm-hmm. That was when the two teenage gunmen killed, I think it was 13 or 14
right.
people at the high school in Colorado. So the book that I want to recommend is a book simply called Columbine by Dave Cullen.
Very good book. I almost recommended this one.
It's such a good book.
Yeah.
It's, to me, it's that feat of like literary, nonfiction, journalistic style that takes a terrible event and writes about it in a way that deepens your understanding. So this book was like 10 years in the making. And to me, the biggest sort of gut punch of the book was we were told the story that these were the trench coat mafia kids and they were the goths and they were outliers and on the fringes. And when you read the book, they were two kids that like worked at the pizza shop in the mall and had pretty stable families. And they weren't, they were the opposite of what we had been sort of fed by the media.
Yeah.
So really good book, hard to read, but important to read too.
And also just true of, I think everyone, like I know this just from my own experience, like you go through high school and it's very easy to tack labels onto people and everyone gets their own different label, but there's a lot of similarities and there's a lot of just everyday non-label normalcy in everyone's everyday life. So, you know, in a situation as stark and harrowing as this, like it's very easy to just go straight for the labels. And this is what these two kids were. But yeah, just they're, everyone is so much deeper and more nuanced and subtle than that, which in this case is scary.
Right.
But yeah, that's to keep in mind for everything. Okay, I'm going to go a little bit lighter than Columbine. So today is 420. I don't have a really good pot book for you, but I am going to go back to one of my favorite creative nonfiction authors, Eric Schlosser, who wrote Fast Food Nation and also Reefer Madness.
That's right. I forgot about that.
What year was this? 2004. So this is like peak Eric Schlosser because Fast Food Nation came out right around the same time. He was just cranking them out. And Reefer Madness is about the black market and, you know, in marijuana, but other things as well that are being sold on the black market. And, you know, how did it get to be that way? What's the impact? What's the, like, cultural impact? How do people do it? What's the impact on them? And Eric Schlosser is just, in general, a fantastic writer, very creative, very fun, very funny, and also extremely informative as well. So Reefer Madness by Eric Schlosser. Do not watch the movie because boring.
Yes.
It has this reputation like, oh God, 1930s crazy exploitation movie about maybe. It is so boring. Like the first 20 minutes, I think, is just literally a lecture.
I mean, there might be one way to make it less boring.
Ooh, what's that?
I mean, I don't know what the way is, but I'm just saying there might be a way.
Speed it up.
We should stop talking about this now.
All right, what you got?
Okay, so the other book that I wanted to mention was on this day in 1937, I believe, George Takei was born.
Ooh.
So I wanted to highly, highly recommend his graphic memoir that came out just a couple years ago. They called us Enemy, and this is about his experience growing up in the Japanese internment camps of the World War II era, and it's just wonderful. It's both, you know, how you find family and connection and light in this terrible time, but also it's this reflection on what it means to be American and who gets to be the insiders and the outsiders and the mainstream culture, quote unquote, and all of that. So it's a really great graphic novel. I bought it for my kids, but like it was a Christmas present a couple years ago. But of course, I read it first, tried to like smooth
to
the pages
make sure
and the
that
spine
it's good.
Back out.
Right.
So They Called Us Enemy by George Takei is fabulous.
And that is Talkin' Books. Hey, head to ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more information from the library, including upcoming events, details about the controlled burn, which is coming up, and a whole lot more. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, let's keep the conversation going. Epilogue Books on Franklin Street, bringing us talking books this week and every week. They are the perfect place to meet up with a friend to discuss recent reads or just enjoy some peaceful alone time in their great space. Head over to their Instagram page at epilogbookch and check out their new release Tuesday recommendations. Check out what their staff is enjoying week after week. They got new ones up just today. You can also check out their cafe menu or shop for books and gifts online at epilogbookcafe.com. All are welcome at Epilogue Books.